Welcome to the Land Ho Podcast, the Sea of Thieves Podcast. I am your host, Michael. With me is my co-host, Brian. How's it going, Brian?
Hey, what's up, Michael?
How was your weekend, Brian?
It was pretty good. I went to Guitar Center this weekend, checked out some guitars. That's always fun, just playing everything they got on the wall there. My hands on some expensive guitars. What about you? Did you do anything fun?
Well, I was supposed to take a three-day vacation. I took Friday off, go to down to San Diego with some friends, but luckily, my plans actually fell through, so I was able to play a little bit of the Sea of Thieves skill test, the third one, which was really fun, and played with you quite a bit Friday night. And what was nice about this skill test was the progress carried over from the last one, so we didn't have to sort of start over. Right. I don't think I would have been as excited to play if I had to start all over again, but no matter what, like, I think I was going to play, and we had quite a blast, I think.
Yeah, we kind of talked about it, sort of a grind if we had to start over, especially for a scale test, and the fact that we'd have to do it all over again when the actual game comes out. So that was a nice surprise. They kept our progress.
Yeah, I think what was nice about not having to start over was, you know, we're sort of curious how the progression system is working, how you're leveling up your reputation. It seemed like every 5 levels you're leveling it up, so it was kind of nice to see, you know, like what was going to happen beyond like level 10, level 15. But obviously, well, I'm guessing we're going to be starting over for the full game release, which is fine. I'm obviously really excited for the launch. We wouldn't be doing this podcast if we weren't excited.
Yeah.
So let's jump into some news that we heard about a day or two ago. A new Inside Story video, number 25, on character and ship customization. So basically talking about the horizontal progression, clothes, items, and your ship. Brian, what were your thoughts on it?
I thought it was a good video from Rare. A couple of the developers were talking about this thing called the Infinite Pirate Generator, which is exactly what it sounds like. If you play the scale test, you know that when you start your character, it gave you a couple different options of base character models that you could choose from. But this Infinite Pirate Generator is gonna be the same style of that. But if you don't like the characters that you're presented with on the first try, you can just generate a new batch, and you can keep going until you find a character model that's unique to you, that's someone that you like to, that looks cool to you, something that you want to play with the whole game. So I think that's a really cool feature, because it's gonna just increase the amount of unique characters in the world. It's not just 6 characters that everybody has to choose from. You might be playing and might be like 100 different characters that you go through and before you actually find one that fits you. So I think that's a really cool feature. They also talked about how these character models are going to just be the base, and you're gonna, as you progress through the game, you're gonna keep adding on new clothing, new items, maybe a new peg leg. So I think that's a really cool feature. It's gonna be a game that's full of all these unique characters, and I'm really looking forward to that.
Right, and I think some people were a little bit worried about, I think there's a group of people who obviously like will spend hours, right, customizing their character, because yeah, it's fun to do. But I think the reason why, you know, they're doing this is because, as they've mentioned previously, a lot of, from, I'm sure they did some data research and stuff like this, but that most people just sort of go with the default option, or like maybe change their hair color, or like maybe a couple things. But and I think some games, I think we were talking about this earlier, is that some games you can spend hours and hours on every single detail of your face, cheeks, jawbone, eyes, just more than that.
Yeah, that's something that I don't necessarily like in games. I appreciate that they are in games, like a game like Monster Hunter or Fallout. You can literally do every single feature of your face, and it's cool that they have that. But for me, I don't want to sit there when I launch the game for up to, you know, an hour or two, just doing all these customization features that I'm probably not even going to see if it's a first-person game. I mean, it's cool. I can make the character exactly how I want, but I just want to jump into the game. And I think that it's a nice feature from Rare that it kind of shows that they value player time, play time, and the player's time, that you want to just jump in and play the game. So you can start with a base model that is going to be unique to you, but then as you progress, you'll be able to customize your character and build the pirate that you want, through clothing customization and the horizontal progression system that they talked about in the video.
Right. And I mean, I guess it would be sort of cool if you can get the option. You can either choose one of the unique ones or start from scratch. But for me personally, I think all the character models that spit out for me were really cool. And you're still allowed to refresh it. So it's not like you're locked into like those first, you know, 8 or 10 character models. So I think it's really cool. I think they're probably going to, even their computer generator, or as they call it, their the infinite power generator, is going to probably generate a better looking pirate than I would on my own anyway. And let's maybe talk about what this means, horizontal progression. Most games are vertical progression, which is where as you're progressing in the game, you're leveling up and you're becoming more powerful. Whereas in this game, they've stressed the importance of horizontal progression, which means everyone is on the same level.
Talked about this a little bit last week, but it's all about the theme of becoming a pirate legend. So it's more just about building a character that's unique to you and that has some sort of backstory that you can create for the pirate. And I think it's cool that it's more based on reputation than it is power level, so you don't have to worry about another player being more powerful than you. It's more about you see someone that has a really cool pirate hat, and you know when you see it that this player is at maybe reputation level 50 with one of the factions, so you know that you have to grind a little bit more to get to that level. So it creates that sort of, not necessarily like a jealousy, but that you want to get to that level and become that pirate legend. So I like the horizontal progression system. So far in the scale test, I've really enjoyed choosing outfits that my character is going to wear and the skins for the weapons. And there were only two in the scale test, the Bilgerat and the Admiral. And just with those, I had a lot of fun, and definitely going to be more than just two options in the full game, maybe like a Blackbeard costume or something like that. So I definitely like that.
Right. And I think the core element of progression, right, the reason why you want to progress is because you want the feeling that you have something that other players don't, and you want other people to know that you have more experience, that you're maybe a better pirate and such. That's the core reason why you want to progress, and a good progression system is also an incentive system to keep you playing the game, which I think is something most people are worried about before they are buying this game, is there going to be a reason to come back and log in like every week or every night into the game? And I think this progression system is really nice that, you know, I can play at my leisure, or someone can play casually and not feel like they're weaker than other pirates potentially.
Right, I think that's a great point. It creates that feeling that you want to get to the next level. Like you may have 2,000 gold and the item that you really want is 2,500 gold, so you know that you need one or two more voyages, and so that'll keep you around. That'll make you want to logged in for an extra hour just to get to that next level.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's pretty nice that, you know, people can play at whatever length of time they want and not feel like weaker than other pirates and such, yet there's still a nice progression system where you can get cool stuff and you can let people know that you are a pirate legend, or you are level 40 or 50. And what's kind of funny about this game is, like, technically you can progress in this game, from our understanding, without doing a single voyage. For gold hoarders, at least, you're progressing every time you're returning a treasure chest. So technically, if you really wanted to, you could straight up just steal other pirates' treasure chests and progress.
Yeah, you can just be a savage on the open seas and just sail around. You can just forego all the voyages.
I think it would take you quite I think it would take you quite a long time to become a pirate legend if you didn't do a single voyage. But I wouldn't be surprised if there's somebody who just did that. You know, if someone's like really good at like going and stealing chests, like, I think we found it a little bit difficult. I mean, I think we're gonna have a story to share later, but I think it's really difficult. And that's funny because, like, I think every time we boarded another ship, I don't think I've ever seen a chest on their ship. I don't think, like,
yeah, neither have I.
I think, like, pirates who have chests on board avoid fights.
I mean, that's what we've done. We've tried to go on a voyage and we have maybe two maps and end up with three or four treasure chests. I think we've done a pretty good job of just keeping out of sight and booking it back to the outpost to sell the chest, just because I'm so scared of losing the chess and all the reputation and gold that I would miss out on. But if someone wants to do that, if someone wants to just sail the seas looking for other ships, if they're really good at the combat system, it's definitely an option. I mean, that's what makes this game so great.
Right, exactly. I mean, it really is just a neat environment where it does keep the game interesting. Like it is unpredictable. Like, no voyage is similar, and there's going to be times where, like, you know, we get the treasure chest, we go from point A to point B and back to the port and return, you know, a few chests. But then there's going to be other times where we're on our way, we have nothing on board, and we see another boat, and we're like, oh, like, let's not, like, be stuck in this rhythm where, like, we're just trying to progress and progress and gain levels. Like, let's also, like, have fun in the game. And that's, I think, what the game is, a huge part of the game is.
Right. One thing I did want to talk about before we get too far forward here is that also in that Insider video that Rare put out was another customization option, and that's for ships. And that's something that I was definitely looking forward to. I speculated about that, if there was going to be some sort of option to customize your ships. And I'm really glad that they announced that, because that's just going to add another layer to the progression system that they're really pushing, the Pirate Legend theme. It's going to be really awesome to just design the hull and the sails and maybe the masthead. And if you have something on the front of your boat, to really define your ship, because in the scale test, it just loads you in each time with a different ship. I think we had green sails once, and maybe we had black sails another time. And there wasn't really anything you could do with the ships. But the fact that they're adding that, it's really awesome.
And I get the sense from what they also said in the video is, like, you know, I think obviously there's going to be the stores where you're going to be able to buy stuff, right, for your character and as well for the ship. But I think what's going to be really cool, and I believe they alluded to this in the video, is, like, you're going to get items that directly relate to something you did in the game, so that people, you know, it's like if you have a certain sail color or emblem, something, maybe that's for the amount of pirates you killed or something like that, and you should, like, stay away from that pirate.
Yeah, it's really cool. It's sort of like benchmarks you have to hit to unlock the next really cool item. Like, you can have a shark on the front of your ship, or you can have a cool pirate, like a cool skull on the front of your ship. Or, I mean, I think that's a really cool idea, and I'm definitely looking forward to that customization option, because it's really fun to customize my pirate and to save up gold to get the next really cool outfit, the next cool hat, or the next cool skin for my gun. But I'm definitely excited to be able to customize my ship and make it define the crew that I'm a part of.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I just hope, like, as you're playing the game, you're going to unlock different items in which you can buy, but, like, also, like, unlocking items for challenges and such like that too.
Right. And that's also another incentive to keep playing. Like, if each of these challenges that you're talking about are behind a reputation level, well, that's another reason to keep playing. So you hit, like, level 15, for instance, and that unlocks one challenge where you have to go to some island and maybe kill a bunch of skeletons or find a special treasure chest that will unlock a customizable item for you.
Right, exactly. I think we covered progression pretty well. I think something, you know, we were also kind of thinking about is some of the, you know, I was kind of like lurking through, like, Reddit, the forums and stuff like that. And I think same with our personal experience as well. There was, I think, like, one or two, we kind of touched on it last week a little bit, but a couple things that we still are kind of struggling with, or, you know, kind of, like, unsure about and not super stoked about. Not like a game changer, but just still, like, something to kind of think about, which is the respawn mechanics. I think that's probably the hot topic, or at least the topic that's brought up the most. I don't know if you want to explain that, Brian, but it's something that we ran into.
Yeah, we talked about it last week, but if you encounter another ship and you kill all the pirates on that ship, they're going to respawn on their ship pretty quickly, because when you die, you go to this thing called the Ferry of the Dead, which is kind of just like a waiting area. It's time gated, maybe like a minute or two. You just wait there until you can respawn, which I think is much too quick for this game, because it doesn't give Victoria's crew any time to go on the ship, steal any treasure chests they might find, and then get out of there. It's definitely something that has to be fixed. But one thing that we ran into this weekend was we were able to successfully board another ship and kill the crew. But, I mean, it didn't get us anything. It was just kind of just a pointless exercise, because the crew of that ship spawned back immediately and then killed us, and we ended up back at square one. we were on our ship, they were on their ship, and there was no real exchange. It was fun for sure. It's definitely fun experience in that PvP combat, but there was no point to it. Like I don't see any incentive to really go after the ships if I'm just gonna end up dead.
Yeah, it's a little sloppy. It was kind of annoying where I felt like we like truly like took their ship and we lifted the anchor and we like were literally sailing with it, and then a couple of them spawn and I'm already like I'm weak, right? Like I'm low on health, and you know they kill us, and then so then they stay on their ship and then we respawn back on our ship. I just think there might be a better way to kind of handle that situation. I'm sure like in the back end it's a little bit funky because you know when you have your crew, you're tied to a ship, and so then when you steal another ship, then it's like, does the game register that you stole that ship? Like is there like a button to press, like a capture point on the ship, or like you took over that ship and now you have two ships? And I mean I think it's something they've definitely thought of, but you know, we'll see if there's like a day one patch or it's something that they kind of like think about and address.
That's a good point about having two of the same ship in one world. And one thing that we alluded to last week was that if a pirate crew successfully overtakes another ship and kills that crew, then the losing crew respawns in a brand new server. So you eliminate that problem with the two ships. But we'll see what they come up with. They're definitely working on it. It's just a little weird right now. The experiences that we've had in the scale test where we outplay another crew and there's no real reward for it.
Right, exactly. Well, I mean, it's, again, not a game changer or anything, but it's just something that's kind of annoying to deal with when, especially when, like, you know, you're like, interested in, like, the PvP aspect of Sea of Thieves, even though that's sort of, like, not really the main objective of the game. It's still, like, really fun, especially when you're playing with, like, a group of friends. And that kind of leads to, like, another thing that we're sort of unclear on and how the developers can, like, optimize this part of the game, which is the proximity voice chat, where we found that we didn't really test it that much because we were in a party ourselves, but where most pirates stay in party chat, which is, you know, I totally get that, but I think there should be kind of like an easier way to toggle back and forth. It's just like a little bit too much work. Maybe it's just like a button on the D-pad or something where it's not as annoying to like switch the game chat when maybe you're around different pirates. Right, exactly. Well, we'll see. Like, it's definitely something to take note of. Again, not like a deal breaker, but I understand the fun aspect. And I was seeing some videos on YouTube about where, you know, players like will talk to each other and it's like funny and it's like, you know, just like good moments for the game. But for me personally, I would like maybe that ability, but at the same time, it makes sense when you go to party chat and you also kind of want to be stealth and not necessarily like let another ship know that you're close by. You know, you want to be able to talk, I guess, to the other pirates, but at the same time, it's not really a big deal to me. I'd rather just stay in party chat and kind of stay stealth.
Yeah, I'm not necessarily logging this game to be able to interact with a bunch of other random people. I'm kind of just logging in to have fun with my friends and my crew. But it, I mean, it could be a cool aspect.
I think something we're really looking forward to in the game that we still, for good reason, don't know that much about is becoming a pirate legend. And that's kind of the thing that's getting me the most excited, is like how are you going to become a pirate legend? How, like, are you going to level up with all three factions? Can you just pick one and like just keep progressing with that one? And sort of the secrets that becoming a pirate legend alludes to.
Yeah, there's not a ton of information about it right now. I haven't really seen that much about what it actually means or how you get there. I don't think they've actually released anything about how you get there. But one thing that you and I saw online is that there is going to be some form of end game that once you hit that legendary status, you'll have access to like a legendary club, basically, where you have where you unlock legendary voyages, which are better rewards, and you might get better customization items. So that sounds really cool. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, definitely. I'm super intrigued. And so Mike Chapman, who is one of the directors at Rare, was chatting with PC Gamer and was basically saying that there is, once you become a pirate legend, there is a key to a hidden location, not on the map. But apparently it was actually, from what we've heard online, is that there it was technically there. We just don't have access to it. And what they said is we get access to the Tavern of Legends, which for obviously we want to be surprised what it is, but it's definitely just something that's really cool. And I think it's something that's going to motivate everyone. And I'm not really worried at that point, like, oh, is there going to be more to do after become a pirate legend? I think that's where like the game, I'm guessing, is going to open up, where we're going to do like legendary voyages and stuff like that.
I'm glad that they haven't really given away any information on that, because I want to be surprised. I want to see what happens when people get there and see the reaction from the community.
It's kind of interesting that like it was technically like in the beta, but you know, I didn't really know like where I could look. You know, I guess like when you start to play the game, let's say like you're like, you know, 20 hours into the game or 30 hours into the game, I feel like maybe at that point you know the map pretty well. And like for me personally, it was just like really daunting to look at that map every time to find an island. I just like, there was like some I kind of remembered, but then there were like just a bunch that like I didn't recognize at all.
Yeah, the map is a little big. It's kind of hard to find some items, some islands, especially those really small ones. You have to zoom in all the way. There was one quest that I tried to do, and we were looking for this island for like 15 minutes, like zooming in as far as we could, scrolling all over, and we literally could not find it. I don't know if it was a glitch or something. We ended up just canceling that, but it's still kind of fun to just scour the map and see where you're going.
Yeah, no, definitely. And I think another thing, we're looking forward to is just for the full game release is like making your ship your own, like just representing just where you've been, like how far you're in the game, how you're progressing. And also the, you know, obviously you're going to have, most people are going to have a crew, and how, you know, you work together, design your ship together, and just owning it, owning your character.
They mentioned in that video that pirates are going to be able to own their own ships. So I'm kind of curious how that's going to work. If everyone has their own ship, but then if you're also a part of a crew, does the crew have a ship? Like, do you get to design that ship together, or when you log in with your crew, do you choose one of your crewmate ships every time? Is it a different ship every time? Like, I'm kind of curious to see how that works, because they really want you with the ship customization to build a reputation, so that if you have like a skull and crossbones on your sails and your sails are red, that people know that red sails with the skull and crossbones is a really dangerous crew, like something like that. So I'm kind of curious to see how that's going to work.
Yeah, I am too. And I don't want to do like too much speculating, but it just seems a little bit complicated, because every time you log in, you know, theoretically you can have a 4-person crew, a 3-person crew. You might not have the same crew every time. It might be like one person changed, one person out, or maybe you start with like 3 people, but then you have a 4th person, and it's like, well, do we each all have a ship? Do we like choose whose ship we go on? Do we just, every time we start with a blank ship and we just all have like items in our inventory and we just like start fresh every time we log in? But yeah, I'm just curious. I mean, I think just from like a technical side, I think this game, just from what we've seen in the scale test, and obviously we haven't seen everything in the full game, but I think it's just really a technical achievement, just the way the sandbox is working. I think what Rare has done well, from what we've seen so far, again, not from the gameplay, is like, it's a sandbox that you can create your own fun in. Like, it's not a matter of like the storyline, the depth of the game. Like, you can have fun, and it's like a lot of fun moments that even we've shared in just a few weekends playing the game, like not even that much. What's your favorite moment of the weekend?
So I don't think you were with my crew at the time. It was just me and one of my friends. But one thing I didn't know is that you could attack other players at the outpost. So my friend and I, we had just gotten done a long voyage. We turned in like 3 or 4 chests. We're getting ready to leave or swim back to our ship, about to pull up the anchor, and we see a galleon pull in, and we'd speculated, like, can we attack them? Like, we can attack them on the seas, why not on land? So they pulled in a bit to the left of us. I don't know if they saw our ship or not. So we dive back in the water, get on land, and we were really close to the gold hoarder's tent, which was right up against a mountain and kind of hidden in the shadows, so it was a perfect place to hide. So my friend and I hid behind the tent, waited for these guys to run up, and three of them come running up with chest in hand, about to sell them. And if I was in that spot, I'd be like, awesome, we're back, we're selling these chests, the voyage was worth it. And as they're about to sell the chest, I pop out with my blunderbuss, I shoot one of them, pull up my sword, finish him off, he dies, drops the chest, and at this point, the full crew is there, so that's three guys against me, and so I start running away. But the chest is lying there. They wanted to kill me to get revenge. And so my friend, as this crew is chasing me, picks up the treasure chest and sells it. And we get the gold and reputation that they worked hard for. It was an awesome moment. I had a lot of fun doing that.
I don't know if that's like amazing or just really unfortunate.
I mean, it's definitely unfortunate for them. I was really proud that we were able to pull that off.
That's crazy. I don't think I ever... When I was returning a chest, I don't think I ever really saw players on the port.
Me either. It's not something I really thought about. We've definitely seen other ships and like parked on the other side, but I've never seen another player on land. So it was a brand new experience, but it was a ton of fun doing that. So if you're out there and you're selling chests, be aware that you can be killed.
I think at that point, it's like, I don't think there's anything wrong with what you did. I think any person would have done that, right? It's like, you have nothing to lose. You just see someone holding their... So like when a player's running with the chest... They can't shoot you because they're holding the chest. They can't switch to their gun unless they drop it and then take their gun out instead. It was just like an easy, I mean, it's just like a pretty savage move by you, but.
Yeah, I mean, I shot the guy, he turned around, started jumping around, and I was able to kill him. And if I was in that position, I would have been so mad. But since I wasn't, I was so happy.
That's hilarious. I mean, that's amazing. That is the pinnacle of this game, I think, so
yeah,
far.
Yeah, pretty much.
just really screwing people over.
Yeah, I mean, we're all pirates after all.
I think so. Something that happened to me this weekend while we were playing together, so you know, I think this is like right before, is kind of an unfortunate part of the game. So I think we were parked at a very small island. There was three chests at the island, and... So as we were grabbing things ready to go, our ship sunk. I think another pirate like shot it down or something like that. And we were left on the island, no ships. There's a mermaid waiting for us, but we have three chests sitting on the island. And obviously the ship that like sunk our boat was gone. They didn't see. So you and our other buddy decide to go to the mermaid to get a new ship, and I waited back with the three chests, and I'm kind of just like chilling, kind of like looking out for other pirates, not a big deal. And so you guys respond, you guys are sailing, I think you guys are like semi-close, I think you guys were kind of far away. So I'm just like standing there, and then unfortunately my internet decided to tap out for like 20 seconds or something, like not even, it wasn't even that bad, like 20 seconds. And so I lost my place and I freaked out. I was like, I have three chests sitting here. I'm like waiting for you guys to come. And I was like, oh, like, are the chests gonna like disappear because there's no players around or something like that? And it was kind of like unfortunate, but I think you guys found the chests though when you arrived.
Yeah, all of a sudden you were gone. We were just like, okay, see you later. We got back to the island. The chests were still sitting there right in a line, and we got them and turned them in. But yeah, you missed out on a lot of gold and reputation from that.
Yeah, I don't think I got that reputation. Good thing it's a skill test. Yeah, I mean, I think that's kind of cool. I felt at the moment I was like mad, but I was also like kind of, I felt really bad because I like lost the chest for you guys too. So like,
right, it's kind of equivalent to like if you're sailing alone back from a voyage and a galleon sinks your boat and seals your treasure, you just lost all that progress.
Yeah, that's kind of a bummer about the game, but it's still fun though because you get the other side of it too when you're playing.
Yeah, I keep telling you, you got to get better internet.
I know. Well, I think it's definitely something I'm going to invest in before the
It'll
launch. I
be well
can't have
worth
that
it.
happen.
No,
You
no.
can't lose those reputation points.
Especially if you're one step away from becoming a pirate legend and you lose it all.
Yeah, I know. I know. I gotta really fig gotta call the unnamed ISP. We don't hate, all love on this podcast. So I think that's gonna wrap it up for this week. But if you enjoyed what you listened to, you can go ahead and please subscribe so you can't miss. We are launching a podcast once a week. You can also find us on Twitter at LandhoPod, Facebook.com/LandhoPodcast. You can also email us with any questions or any feedback that you have that maybe we're kind of overlooking at LandhoPod, LandhoPod at gmail.com. Send us an email. And thank you very much for tuning in. We really appreciate it. Goodbye.